I'm Steve Miller reporting. If a summit does go ahead between North Korea and the United States, it will be the start of a long process, according to North Korea expert John Delury of Yonsei University.
You know, this is a really complex problem. This problem is 70 years in the making, and getting to a solution is not going to happen with a one-day meeting. So Singapore hopefully will happen, but it's going to be the start of something, probably not the end of it.
Delury blames a problem of communication between the two countries for the on-again, off-again trajectory. Italy's president was accused Sunday of pandering to the European Union and kowtowing to the financial markets after he withheld his approval of a Eurosceptic becoming the country's economy minister, VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
President Sergio Mattarella's move plunged Italy deeper into a dramatic, full-blown constitutional crisis, with angry populace calling for the head of state's impeachment. Mattarella turned Monday to a former International Monetary Fund economist, Carlo Cottarelli, to see if he can head a caretaker government of technocrats. His rejection of 81-year-old Paolo Savona as economy minister appears likely to have increased the chances of a fresh parliamentary election this year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that U.S. accusations that Beijing forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in China were groundless. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused China of stealing American ideas and announced a plan for a $50 billion tariff penalty against Chinese goods. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Ireland's decision to overhaul its abortion laws has set Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May on a course for a showdown with her own Conservative Party. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
May refuses to back reform of Northern Ireland's highly restrictive abortion rules, despite its neighbours' historic referendum on Friday. Voters in Ireland, once a deeply Catholic nation, backed the change by 2-1, a far higher margin than any opinion poll in the run-up to the vote had predicted. The victory means Ireland's government will now start drafting legislation to allow abortions with no restriction up to 12 weeks into a pregnancy. A stark contrast to Northern Ireland, which has some of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan. The wife of Korean Airlines chairman Lee Myung-hee arrived at a Seoul police station for questioning over assault and abuse allegations. Reuters news agency's Grace Lee has the details.
The family that runs Korean Air is in hot water over anger issues. Again, just 4 years after her daughter was arrested for the nut rage incident, the chairman's wife, Lee Myung-hee, is also facing accusations of rage. On Monday, she was questioned by police over allegations of abuse, accused of shoving and cursing at construction workers in 2014. Her older daughter made international headlines for lashing out over how Korean Air attendants served her macadamia nuts.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Subtropical storm Alberto is bringing heavy rain Monday to the U.S. Gulf Coast as well as western Cuba. U.S. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangialosi explains what can be expected once Alberto hits land.
After landfall, we think it'll continue moving northward and weaken pretty quickly and likely become a subtropical depression tonight and then weaken to what we call a remnant low on Tuesday.
Forecasters predict sustained winds of about 100 kilometers per hour. The AP's Rita Foley reports U.S. President Donald Trump is honoring those who died in the service of their country.
The commander-in-chief is remembering the fallen.
On this Memorial Day, I know that everybody is remembering the fallen soldiers who have paid the ultimate price for our country.
President Trump tweets that those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today.
As Americans, we come together to remember our great heroes on this Memorial Day. Thank you.
Rita Foley, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron met with a Malian migrant who scaled the facade of a four-story building in the capital to save a child hanging from a ledge. 22-year-old Mohamedou Gassama will become a naturalized French citizen and was offered a job at the fire department. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
One. Let's keep it moving. The best music.